now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the Super Mummy Mumpreneur Internet Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mel McGee, founder of supermummy.com. Now, Super Mummy is all about and all for mumpreneurs. If you're listening for the first time to the show, welcome. What I do on this show is I showcase a mumpreneur or a mum who's in business that can help mums out there thinking about setting up in business from home or already in business with any tips or advice. And I'm delighted today to be joined by Lisa Newton, entrepreneur, author, and director of Boogles. Boogles is a bookkeeping company. Their website is boogles.co.uk. And I'm going to be chatting with Lisa about her business and her series of books she's written, including Boogles and the Mumpreneur. So a little bit about Lisa. Lisa was born in Nottingham, which is in the UK, and she moved to London to study. After graduating, she formed Boogles with only £150 in startup, which actually included £50 from her mum. And now Boogles has grown to employing 20 people, and they are a bookkeeping expertise company. Now, Lisa's gone on to written a series of books featuring three different women in business, and one of which is Boogles and the Mumpreneur. So, Lisa, welcome to the Super Mummy Show.
Thanks for having me.
This is great. So, we've been sort of chatting a bit about this whole mumpreneur, growth in mumpreneurs and everything. So, it's fantastic that even somebody like yourself that's running a bookkeeping service has come up with books that can help us understand why it's so important to really get to grips with bookkeeping and everything. So, before we kind of get into that, can you sort of tell us a little bit more about how you started out, Lisa?
Well, I began the business in the same month that I graduated. So I moved to London, did a degree in accounts with marketing. And then when I finished that, I did a master's in investment management. And in the same month, I began the company, began Boogles. And it was formed primarily to offer a bookkeeping service for the people who were mainly home-based at the time, but people who just sort of had difficulty getting their books in order. So the accountants didn't really sort of see it as a very glamorous thing to do, so I could see that there was a niche there, a market for people who needed that help.
That's great. That's really interesting, Lisa, that as a new graduate, you decided not to go down what some would say is the traditional route of, getting a job. I mean, you had terrific qualifications there, very well qualified to go into a good job. What was it that made you actually decide to jump straight into running a business? What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, I'd always seen my mum work from home because she makes clothes for people. So there was always, people knocking at the door. You'd be eating dinner and there'd be someone coming around to try something on. So I was always surrounded by that activity, which was always quite exciting. And it was quite something that I've always wanted to do. And I was also watching a programme, the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I saw the author, Robert Kiyosaki, on there talking about if you wanted to be rich, you had to be a business
rich
owner.
Rich dad, poor dad, yeah.
Poor dad, absolutely. You had to be a business owner or investor. And so listening to him and watching him on that show, it really just inspired me because I thought, well, there's no point, in a way, working for someone else if you want to actually start your own business. To me, there's never a good time, but sort of like the best time is now. So the reason I didn't go into full-time employment, in a traditional 9-to-5 is because I knew that's what I didn't want to do. So I didn't want to start and then, really hate it. So I thought, let's start the way I want to go on and, start the business from home.
That's terrific that you had that so much foresight like that at such a young age. It's we're sort of very much talking about in Super Mummy mums starting businesses because they've already had a career and they want the flexibility around family life. But to have yeah. you know, started off on that journey so young. I just think that's terrific, Lisa, and I truly believe that actually for you know, this generation and my children, that will be more of a very realistic option, starting a business, you know, straight
yeah.
out of university. I really believe that. Why did you decide to go into bookkeeping specifically?
Well, it was more, initially I was studying to do the ACCA, which is to be a chartered accountant. But as I was just doing bookkeeping for self-employed people and small businesses, I realised that was actually where the help was needed. You know, the market seems to be flooded with accountants. Everybody wants to be an accountant, but nobody actually wants to do the bookkeeping, which is really the fiddly work, the donkey work. You know, you're normally working on site alongside people. If they're working from home, it's amongst their laundry and the chaos and, you know, amongst the kids
yeah.
and everything like that. But that's what people didn't really want to do. But that's, I feel, where the help is needed. So I stayed doing the bookkeeping because that's the help that, you know, most people need, that sort of hand-holding and people coming in and getting involved with the business, taking an active interest in the business and actually helping them, you know, not just being a distant, remote person who you just see or hear from once a year when they want to do your
yeah.
tax return and get some money out of you.
Well, you don't need to sell it to me, Lisa. I can, you know, I really understand that the value of having a bookkeeper, and I also understand from personal experience how easy it is to get very overwhelmed,
yeah.
lose track of where you are with things. So can you just sort of clarify what the actual difference is between a bookkeeper and accountant? You've kind of alluded to it, but can we just
yeah.
be clear on exactly what the difference is?
Yes. I always use the analogy, it's like a doctor and a nurse. So a bookkeeper, like a nurse, can do a lot of the things which a doctor does, but an accountant is much more qualified. So bookkeepers tend to, and there is a little bit of overlap between the work that a bookkeeper does and an accountant does. So, for example, both parties might do VAT returns or payroll, but you tend
right.
to find that a bookkeeper would work more on-site, and you see them more, and they do more of the day-to-day things, the receipts and the entries, whereas an accountant sort of takes that work and is doing it at a much higher level. So they're calculating the tax and helping you plan and to put in tax strategies and possibly to exit the business. So they help on a much more strategic level.
I see. So would you need a bookkeeper and an accountant? I mean, could your bookkeeper
yeah.
handle your end of year at tax return?
Yeah, some bookkeepers will do the end of year and take it right up to the very end, whereas
uh-huh.
others won't. So it really all depends on the qualification of the bookkeeper. And I mean, you know, we're members of the ICB, the Institute of Certified Bookkeepers, and their sort of moral or motto kind of thing is not to do anything that you're not qualified to do which is outside your level of comfort. So
right.
for some people, if they're quite busy and they're quite bogged down and the paperwork's just getting too much for them, that's when they tend to get in a bookkeeper. And for others who are much more organised or their receipts are less, they just have an accountant and they don't need anybody else.
Oh, okay. So just thinking about the mums working from home kind of situation, and with a lot of small businesses as well, would be in the same situation of trying to sort of keep the startup costs low, maybe you
yeah.
know, marketing on a bit of a shoestring budget and everything.
Absolutely.
Surely bookkeeping is something that we can do ourselves. Why would we need to actually, you know, pay out for somebody to come in and do it? But tell us why it's so important, because I know why, but can you explain why it's the importance of having somebody like yourself come in and help you with that side of the business?
Well, I think when you're running a business, whatever you're, often when people start a business, often what the reason they begin is because they've got a passion for whatever that product or service is.
Yeah.
And that's all very well in the beginning, but if you allow the paperwork and the bookkeeping to get on top of you or to become too much, then you tend to start finding you're spending more time doing the receipts and paperwork than you actually are in the business. And so the the benefit of having a bookkeeper is that you can focus on what you do best, which is your core business. And other benefits include having someone else who can actually objectively look at your business. And sometimes, you know, you're so close to it, you're there all the time, you're living it, you're breathing it. If you get someone else who is, you know, quite analytical and, you know, can be objective and see whether the income coming in is good, perhaps even give you ideas of other income streams, what your expenses are like, perhaps help you put in a budget and keep you to that budget and tell you off if you're spending too much in certain areas, that could be the key benefits of having that, you know, extra pair of eyes. And so you're not always, you know, doing everything by yourself, and we tend to find that, you know, when we do pop in to see any of our clients, that they're actually, you know, relieved almost, you know, to see someone else, because if you are working from home, it can be quite a lonely existence. It's nice just, you know, have your bookkeeper come in once a month, once a quarter.
It's really is terrific. And like, as you say, that person coming in has got the same goals, that if you like, as you. They, you know, they want the business to be a success, and they can help you see you know, other ways that, as you say, because you're working on it day in, day out, you don't necessarily take time to really see where you're at with the, you know, the what's coming in, what's going out and everything. And I guess the difficulty is when we become our own boss is that we initially we do have to wear all the hats. And I think personally, I think something like some very simple admin support and some very simple bookkeeping is one of the very first things you can start to outsource and get some help with that will make such a tremendous difference and really, you know, take some pressure off and help you to really focus on what, you know, what you've got to get done that day or got to get done that week without stressing about, oh, but I've got all this, oh, I don't know where I am with the books and everything. So, yes, I, you know, yes to bookkeeping, Boogles. I'm right there. Talking of Boogles, how did you come up with that name? That's such an unusual name and really memorable, Lisa. How did the name Boogles come about?
Someone, years and years ago, and I was at my friend's house, and I was called Miss Boogles Biologicals, and I think it's just because I wear glasses, and I don't know if they were trying to upset me, but at the time, I actually quite liked it, and I thought, yeah, Boogles Biologicals, I like it. And I started the business, I always knew I was going to start a business, and that I would call it something that didn't mean anything. So a little bit like I had in mind Richard Branson. So he's called his company Virgin. And as a result of that, he can have, you know, Virgin, phones, planes, trains. So I thought when Boogles grows and we move into other markets and, you know, it could be anything in 10 years' time, you know, we could be doing all sorts. So it could be Boogles wines or planes, trains or automobiles, whatever it might be. So it was so that it could be quite, you know, that stretchability of the name, you can apply it to anything.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And you certainly have grown, Lisa. You've got, what, 20 staff now in Boogles?
Yeah, 20 people.
That's great. And you've moved into, and you've already started to diversify a little bit with writing the books, which I think is such a terrific idea, is to have somebody like you actually, you know, putting it out in simple to understand language. Tell us a bit more about how the book idea came about and what the titles are and a little bit about those.
Right. Well, we've been going for 6 years now, and over in that time, I've met a lot of different types of clients. And what the thing is, most people have the same sort of issues when it comes to bookkeeping. It's how to keep the records and receipts. How to, you know, get a system in place, what to be looking out for. And it was just, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be good to try and take some of this fear out of bookkeeping, have lots of pictures, because I'm quite a visual person, so I like, you know, pictures, making it simple, making it nice and easy, so that when people start a business, they're not daunted by, you know, all that stuff. So the people always get worried about, oh, you know, what do I have to fill in, what do I have to do? And there is a lot of paperwork and a lot of receipt. And I think, you know, I've found that, you know, a lot of people tend to find that bookkeeping is quite, you know, almost nightmarish. So I wanted to, you know, almost share my passion and make it more fun and enjoyable, because I find it enjoyable. And over the years, I've discovered, or rather realised, that other people don't, you know, find it as enjoyable as I do, which I kind of find difficult to understand. But the book was to just try and help everyone to, you know, like bookkeeping, really. So,
okay, so you wrote one, you wrote The Boogles and the Mumpreneur, and that obviously that was specifically aimed at mums small businesses.
Running businesses from home.
Business from home, okay.
Sort of the problems that they come across and answers to them as well. There's one called Boogles and a Self-Employed Consultant, which is about a lady called Stella who's in her 50s, and she's been working in the PR and events industry, and then she goes into business for herself. So it's very much about how when you're working for others, you've got people doing things for you. And then when you become self-employed, there's no one. So it's like you are the IT department, you are the finance department, you're every department. Like we said before, you know, wearing all the different hats. When you're employing people, you have to know everything, or at least surround yourself with good people who can help you. And then the third book is called Bookkeeping Made Simple, which is the Boogles story. It's pictures of how to do the bookkeeping. Very nicely illustrated, and there were questions at the end of the chapter so that you just can think of, it's questions to think about in the story, but also in your own business, the kind of things you need to be thinking about.
Yeah. So give us just off the top of your head, Lisa, give us a couple of the real sort of top tips that listeners can take away right now and say, yes, I'll go ahead and I'll do that, because that's really going to help.
Anything really stand out? Yeah, tip number one is ensure that you keep everything in one place. So get yourself organised, you know, whether it's buying folders, getting an in-tray, but just have a place where you do your bookkeeping. Now, for some people, that might be their shoebox, but people might laugh, but that's actually a start, because at least you can get your hands on everything. You know, some people can't get their hands on their bank statements, they don't know where anything is. So that's tip number one. And number two is not to have a fear of it, and to set a time aside to go through and get your receipts in some sort of order. So whether that's, for example, an hour every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, or, you know, just every now and again. However you, just like when you're watching your favourite soap, whatever is sort of convenient for you. So I'd say that, set some time aside, just so that it doesn't build up, because sometimes you can leave it and leave it and leave it, and a year's gone by, and then a year and a half, and then, you know, tax time's coming around, and it, you know, it just becomes nightmarish. So don't leave it. Always, you know, make sure you're trying to keep on top of it.
Or,
and I'd say,
if all that fails, just hand the shoebox over to Lisa and say, here you go, Lisa. Here's all my receipts. So what are we talking here? Just go back to those that perhaps haven't started in business yet. Keep in all receipts and invoices and anything that's gone out of the business you need to be keeping a record of.
Yep, absolutely. And keep all your bank statements. And depending on who you bank with, you might actually get a free folder from the bank. So do ask them. And really, just getting yourself organised, you know, labelling up the files, having your filing system, and keeping on top of it. Because often, sometimes, when you're running your business, you're sending out, you're doing the work, and then some people will sort of forget to be sending out the invoices, to invoice for the work. And the only time they remember is when they start to run out of money, and they think, oh my gosh, you know, I did that job a few weeks ago, I haven't invoiced for it yet. So it's making sure, at the very least, you're getting your invoices out.
Right.
Not leaving it.
How about the online side of things now, Lisa? Do you sort of help mums to understand, or your clients to understand perhaps how some online systems could help them?
Yes, we have bookkeeping training courses, and also CDs, which so that, you know, people can watch it from home. And there are online bookkeeping software that you can use.
Great, yeah.
MyCake is one that springs to mind.
What was that, sorry?
My cake.
My cake.
Yeah, cake, as in having your cake and eating it.
Oh, okay, my cake. Okay.
Mycake.org is online software that for bookkeeping. That's pretty straightforward and easy to use. And, you know, getting yourself good software is actually quite a good tip, really, because not everything should be done manually. You know, as long as, you know, computers are here to help us, so getting some sort of software is always useful.
Well, fantastic, Lisa. Where can people get a copy of these books, your Boogle and the Mumpreneur?
Through our e-shop, which is boogles.biz, and also through Amazon.
Great, so you're on Amazon. So that's, it's actually, the title is Boogles and the Mumpreneur, a book for savvy business students and entrepreneurs. And that's Lisa Newton, if you want to have a look for the book there. And Boogles.co.uk, is there any sort of further information on your website, Lisa, that any tips, or do you do any free tips or anything like that?
There's plenty of information on the website regarding bookkeeping tips, different software we mentioned there. Quite a useful resource.
Fantastic. Boogles.co.uk. That's great. So, Boogles and the Mumpreneur book. We've got the Boogles website. Now you know how important it is to, I guess the main message coming across from you, Lisa, is if you're not going to invest, which is a very wise investment in getting somebody like you to come in and help with the bookkeeping, is at least get some kind of system in place.
Yes.
For your bookkeeping, definitely. Even if it's the most basic, you know, stuffing everything in a shoebox and putting an hour aside now and again to go through it all. At least, as you said, it's a start.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Well, Lisa, thanks so much. You've been a very informative guest for us this morning, and I'm still just think it's terrific that you know, you set yourself up as a role model for young women to leave university and go straight into starting a business, and here you are now with, you know, 20 people and books, and who knows what's going to happen to Boogles next. I wish you every success with it, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time, Lisa, this morning. Take care now.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye for now. Bye. So that's Lisa Newton from Boogles, and the website there is boogles.co.uk. And if you want to check out the Super Mummy website, supermummy.com, you can listen to some of the other radio shows that I've done previously, and sign yourself up there for the free Super Mummy Tips weekly e-zine. So that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening to Super Mummy Mumpreneur Internet Radio Show. This is Mel McGee signing off, and speak to you soon. Bye.